NFL experience, then this is the show for you. This is Up on Game with LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plaxico Burress.
Did you hear that? LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, Plaxico Burress?
It's a show with three of the best to ever do it on and off the field.
Live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios.
And now, here's Pro Bowlers LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Super Bowl champion Plaxico Burress.
Welcome to the show. Happy weekend to you all. We appreciate you tuning in. Got some cool topics. Shouts outs, thoughts and prayers to DMX. We got the news on that. That's not good, but thoughts and prayers, positive thoughts. Hope he pulls through. Yeah, we got some good stuff going on. What's up, Sammy? What's going on, Gav? Dave, we're going to get you. We got David Gascon on updates, trending. We're going to get him involved very quickly. We'll talk a little MLB and politics and how should that work. I got my man TJ Houshmandzadeh here. We got Plaxico Burress, Stretch Armstrong. He's stressing out before the show. It's all good. You're listening to Up On Game. I'm LeVar Arrington. Let's jump right into this. And, oh, yeah, by the way, happy Easter to everybody as well. Yeah, happy holidays to you, I take it. So make sure you enjoy that. Yeah, mm-hmm. Easter egg hunts and all that good stuff.
Happy Easter, baby. Happy Easter.
Yeah, so before we get going, don't forget to check out where you rank in the Fox Sports Radio M-Drive Million Dollar Bracket Challenge at foxsportsradio.com. A perfect bracket. Perfect brackets are long gone, but you know what? They're still up for grabs for that $1,000 for the listeners in first place, $300 for second place, and $200 for third place. That's a couple coins. You could go out, get something to eat. Frank F., he's a listener and currently is first place as we head into the Final Four. I know you talked a lot of trash, Plex, but TJ Houshmandzadeh is leading the host bracket.
I saw that.
This is what I do, man. This is what I do. I'm an athlete. I can play every sport. Basketball,
by the way,
football, baseball, golf, badminton.
And you didn't pick the Beavers to get to the Elite Eight or anything like that. Right?
I didn't pick the Beavers to win a game. This is...
I think that's what the most impressive thing about it is. You know, I have to tip my hat to you that you didn't even pick your own institution to win not one basketball game.
Yeah, well, it's the M-Drive Million Dollar Bracket
I should
challenge.
Have, though. They got hot at the right time, and that's normally how this works.
It is.
Refine your prime with M-Drive. Make sure you guys are paying attention to this because the Up On Game crew.
Where does LeVar fall in this?
I didn't participate.
You got to keep scrolling.
Hey, you just said it right. He fell. We ain't found him yet. He's still falling.
I didn't participate. I mean, I let you guys get this one in this year. I took I took one of those pandemic breaks this offseason.
You took an L. So,
hey, yeah, Plax, you know what it was, bro? Yeah. We had been killing him in the playoffs. He was just like, man, I'm out.
I'm just going to keep my baby powder on my feet and gracefully bow out.
Yeah, exactly.
Y'all making all these weird-ass predictions. I was making logical, sensible predictions. Y'all coming out of left field and right field and Jupiter and Saturn with all these predictions. It worked out. I mean, it was a bad year for me in prediction, so I ain't feel like messing with this basketball tournament bracket stuff.
You can't make those decisions, you know, with your emotions, man. You just gotta, you know, you gotta be logical. You know, you can't let your emotions
don't try
involved.
To flip it, Plex. I said logical. You were using emotions. Don't try to flip that back on me. I've already given it to you. Speaking of emotions and feeling this way, David Gascon, on your podcast, you had a conversation and some sound bites on some really interesting perspectives. We're going to start with the MLB, and the MLB pulls the All-Star game from Atlanta. Just wondering, you know, I'd love to hear the sound on it, and then we could jump into this.
I think absolutely we're going to see sports and politics entwined even more. You're going to have, you know, groups, and I mean, Joe Biden was on ESPN the other night, you know, speaking out about it. However, you know what I mean? And I'm one of the few people in the media who's willing to say this. I do think there's blowback from it. Anytime you delve into politics as a corporation or a corporate entity, you risk alienating half the audience. And I think there was a recent survey in like the last week or two ago that said, you know, viewers have stopped watching certain sports or stopped participating as much because they were sick of the creeping intrusion of politics into sports. I think the leagues recognize this. I mean, you know, Adam Silver has come out and said, they're going to tone down the politics. You know, when Joe Biden has been in office for a month, you know, gets up and starts saying, you know, sports should do this or that, what it adds up is to an insufferability factor.
Yeah.
TV viewers and Americans are tired of rich, insufferable Hollywood celebrities lecturing them how to live their lives. You know, the moral high ground gets kind of slippery, particularly when you're not saying the same thing about China and other countries. You're just criticizing our own country.
Mm. So to give you proper context of the question,
yep.
I had asked Michael about the overall landscape, not only of the National Football League with their billion-dollar deal, but how the landscape of sports is being covered now with ESPN, Fox, NBC, Amazon, so on and so forth. And he had basically admitted that a lot of these networks are going to live programming, and that's pretty much the only thing that they do want. And so I said, hey, is this a way that these networks are saving themselves from getting too political? Because you have all these live shows in studio that become political, and it just basically turns people off to flip the channel and go somewhere else.
Mm-hmm. All right. And I appreciate that. And that's, so that leads to the question and the conversation. Should sports leagues, should sports figures, should they leave politics alone? And I'll qualify the question by saying, I know when I was a player, one of the first things that administration would come in and handle as housekeeping rules during training camp was to do certain things as it applied to your interviews. And you were always told certain things that you were supposed to stay away from. Do not go into this in your interviews. And one of the things that they drove home and told us as players was stay away from politics. And for me right now, the premise of this question is based upon where we are currently in 2021. Is it even possible to separate politics and sports? Because sports figures like LeBron James or, you know, Colin Kaepernick comes to mind when thinking about, you know, social justice and kind of taking a stance. It seems like things have gotten moved, you know, forward. I mean, the NBA, the WNBA, so many different sports leagues took a stand on the politics of lives, Black Lives Mattering, and different things like that. I know it turns a lot of people off because sports is supposed to represent an escape from the everyday rigors and trials and tribs of life that you go through. But I'm just wondering, you know, when you hear of something like this being politically driven, where an all-star game is moved from a location based upon politics connected to it, do you see this as being a good move, or do you see this as a necessary move? Or when you look at sports as a whole, guys, should sports figures, should sports teams stay out of politics way?
That is pretty much never going to happen now. With the way this past election went and the awareness that specifically was focusing on the Black community, get out and vote, get out and do this. And in all, in essence, the state of Georgia, you could say, possibly swung the election in favor of Joe Biden. But always they're bringing attention to what is happening in Georgia. Whether it's right or wrong, they're bringing attention to what is happening in Georgia. And you look at two sides of this, the businesses and the people of the state of Georgia. Financially, they'll suffer from this because,
of course,
they're making plans, and economically, they would have done very well. So from that perspective, it sucks because they've spent money planning on the visitors and people coming into the state of Georgia. That's no longer going to happen. But it's almost like they're trying to find ways to prevent people from voting. That's democracy, man. Like you can't have, they're trying to stop you from, or limit absentee voting, ballot voting. And so all baseball has done, which is quite odd because baseball is the sport with the least amount of African-American participation, that they've kind of stepped to the forefront with this. And so they're bringing attention to it. But ultimately, the businesses and the people in Georgia will ultimately suffer more than anyone. And that's probably where it sucks for me.
Mm. I'll say this. Yeah. Go. You want it, Plex?
No, go ahead. You know, I've never really been, you know, one, two, just like you said, you know, coming into the league and, you know, being interviewed. And one of the things they told us to stay away from was, you know, politics. And, you know, I think it's a tricky situation because, you know, as you get older, you start to learn that, you know, a lot of these, you know, a lot of these corporations are sponsors for, you know, some of these organizations. Mm-hmm. So now when you have like Major League Baseball and they're pulling the All-Star game, now you're talking about taking money out of these organizations' pockets. Mm-hmm. Is what, you know, they don't like. But for me, researching this, Major League Baseball is basically, you know, they're the first professional sports team to join the nonpartisan Civil Alliance, where they just want fair voting rights for the people in Georgia. Hmm. So, you know, I think it's a sticky situation. You know, the Major League Baseball is going to support, you know, minorities and people of color when it comes to voting. But I think at the end of the day, economically, they're going to lose a lot of, you know, money because of this whole Major League Baseball thing not happening at the All-Star game. So politics, man, and sports, it's a tricky situation. That's one of the reasons why, you know, like Michael Jordan never really got involved with politics while he was playing. Mm. It's a sticky situation. So, you know, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I mean, for me, when you talk about politics and sports, there's always – everybody has their own interpretations of how things are supposed to work, what's right, what's wrong. So when somebody says, oh, I want right for this, it basically comes down to what
– Let me ask you this question.
Go ahead.
And so just for the viewers that are listening that aren't exactly sure, so Governor Brian Kemp –
We on radio today.
He signed into law last week a bill that includes new restrictions on voting by mail and greater legislative control over how elections are run. So basically, it prohibits volunteers from distributing food and water for voters waiting in line and with absentee ballots.
Now,
what happens if they do distribute water and food? What would happen? Would they start arresting people for that? Like, that's the thing.
Are you not able to vote?
I don't understand how.
TJ, to clarify that, is that you're talking about volunteers that aren't working at the polling centers, which is drastically different. In the bill, it actually states that volunteers that are working at the polling centers or employees that are there can pass out food. They can pass out water. It's drastically different. Like, we're talking about someone off the streets coming over and providing you with a bottle or a pencil or some food.
But isn't that common sense?
But what if they do? Would they be arrested for that? That's what I'm saying. Like,
or fine.
It's so minor.
Well, you think it's minor, right? But if you remember back in the day when we were kids, you'd have pencils when you went to school that would have, like, the Cincinnati Bengals logo on it or the New York Yankees
what
logo
school
on
you
it.
Went to?
I'm talking about elementary school.
I had yellow pencils.
I'm talking about when you went to, like, these grocery stores to buy school supplies.
You went to one of them good schools, player.
By the way, I'm talking about
I'm talking about you go to stores and you buy supplies. School supplies.
Same difference.
I'm talking about product placement, right? Like, it doesn't matter how big or small it is. I mean, you guys leave the clubs, you get flyers that are passed out to you all the time.
Also, remember out here in L.A., there would be rules about gatherings of more than five people, and you would what was the thought? You're going to arrest us if my family comes over?
So, right.
You know, that's kind of the same thing there.
It's just kind of it's micromanaging a situation to the point and to the degree where it's kind of it makes it an uncomfortable conversation because it's like, what are you trying to do?
What it has done is brought awareness
a dictatorship
to what is going on. I mean, because they're doing a Major League Baseball draft as well from Georgia, and that is being moved as well. It's not just the All-Star game. It's the draft as well.
Right.
And so
Everybody's saying it's being driven by pressure from corporate sponsors. And if that's the case, again, it comes back to the original point that I was working towards, what is that everybody has an agenda. And whether it's connected to the political ties of what you represent, you know, whether your party is left or if it's right, if you're liberal, if you're conservative, whatever it is, it all plays a part in where you come from, what your belief system is, what your economic situation is, and there's never going to be 100% aligning with any type of anything going on, whether it be party driven or just in general as a regular everyday civilian. You're going to have different thoughts from the people that, you know, are representing your agenda. So to me, when I look at this and I ask myself back to the original question, does politics belong in sports? Should it be connected to the athletic team? Should it be connected to the players? I say at this point right now, you got to believe that because of social media and technology and everything that's taking place, that people are always going to voice their opinions. It's all about how the interpretation of what people are voicing at this point in time, how that hits, because now I believe that's what's driving the political ties, is that you may not necessarily be into politics, but you may be giving your opinion. And on these platforms, your opinion is being consumed. So in a way, there really is no way of separating people's agendas from politics and from sports, because everybody has a voice and a lot of people are looking at what people have to say. So it is what it is.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
What's up, everyone? It's me, three-time NFL All-Pro Sean Merriman. And I have a new sports podcast called The Lights Out Podcast with Sean Merriman. This podcast is special to me as I get a chance to talk to some of the best who've ever done it on the field or the track. So whether it's talking to a Super Bowl champion or a NASCAR Cup Series champion, the Lights Out Podcast will bring it to you the only way I know how to. I'm giving you the best insight from the best who've ever done it. Listen to Lights Out with Sean Merriman on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcast.
Yeah! All right. I'm going to let it breathe for a little bit.
F-A-B-O.
You got to go ahead and let it breathe a little bit. Hey, if you're listening to us on our podcast, you can hear Fabulous giving you that breathe. So whenever you hear us coming into the segments and we singing and we sound kind of wild, but it don't fit, it's because you weren't listening to the radio show. You could come check us out on Saturdays. You know what I mean? We come on at 10 a.m. or 1 p.m. your way and on the East Coast. So, yeah, you could check us out. And if you don't, then catch us on our podcast. Wherever you download your podcast and get your stuff you want to listen to when you're in your workout mode and stuff like taking a walk, whatever, check us out on Up On Game, the podcast. Yeah, we appreciate that support. Give us a rating. Tell a friend. You know what it is. All right. Now, as I mentioned before, you know, I'm LeVar Arrington. We got TJ Hushmanzada and Plexico Burris. If y'all ain't know who they were, then you better recognize and look them up. Google tells you all you need to know about them.
You think they won't?
Yeah, hey, you should. Now, speaking of knowing who you are, we got a couple of celebrities that kind of sparred. Now, I got to tell you, this is interesting. Kevin Durant gets fined $50,000 for an inflammatory exchange between actor, comedian Michael Rapaport. And in this exchange, these were DM exchanges. Now, I find it interesting. If you have a DM exchange where you're talking mad cash to somebody and they should decide to publish those exchanges, should you be held accountable? Should you be culpable for the exchange that you had in private that became public knowledge? I just said in the last segment, this social media, this technology these days allows everybody to have a voice. And if people are paying attention to you, it's going to gain clicks. It's going to gain viewers. And Michael Rapaport played it to a masterful masterful deal to create this. And it not only masterful in getting him some exposure, but it also happened to get Kevin Durant a little bit lighter in his pocketbook to the tune of $50,000. What's your take on this? If you have a DM exchange with somebody, should the NBA be able to take action against you if somebody else publishes that?
I don't know KD, and I don't know Michael Rapaport. I've met him in passing at Fox Studios, but I don't know either one of them. When I saw it, I was like, oh, my God, KD going in. I read pretty much all of it. I was like, oh, he's mad. And I'm just of the opinion, if it's a DM, leave it there. It's not like Michael Rapaport is a nobody. Like, he's an instigator. He's an antagonist. He says and does things to antagonize people. And KD has shown that if you come at him too hard, he's going to bite back. And I wish Michael Rapaport would have left it private, as KD would have liked it to be a DM. But people got to understand, man, we're human beings. Just because KD is a phenomenal basketball player and one of the best to ever play, when you begin to say negative things, a person can only take so much. Whether he's right or wrong, it's hard for a guy not to respond when, oh, I can just shoot him this message right now and I know he's going to get this. And so he was pissed off. He was hurt as well, because you got to be hurt when you send the type of messages that he sent. I really wish Rapaport would have kept it private and just went back at KD the same way KD went at him. And it would have just been between those two, and we never hear anything about this.
You want it, Plex? Go ahead. Go. You go ahead.
Man, KD getting fined $50,000.
Trash.
You know, for this, you know, exchange with Michael Rapaport is basically showing everybody and telling everybody that, listen, you're of the brand of the NBA. It doesn't matter what you're doing or who you're texting. We're going to show everybody that you're still the brand of our company and you're an employee. But when I sat there and I read this, I was like, man, that's the PG County Kevin Durant.
You already know PG County. Come on now.
If everybody don't know about Prince George County, Google that. Google that. But, you know, when I saw it, you know, it kind of shed a different light, you know, on me, and I think to a lot of people, because, you know, Kevin Durant has always been defensive about himself. You know, he, like TJ said, he's always going to bite back. He's always been defensive of himself, because as a professional athlete, you know, the media is really our only outlet to protect ourselves, which is unfortunate, because, like, we hold a lot of stuff in. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, everybody doesn't know the real person, the real Kevin Durant. The only avenue that he has is media and social media for professional athletes. And, you know, I know KD, man. He's a great kid, man. And I think with the NBA, with that rant he went on with Michael Rapaport, Michael Rapaport got exactly what he wanted out of KD. And that was the response that KD, you know, gave him. He's always been controversial. He's right here in New York City. But, you know, the KD that I know, man, you know, a lot of people love him. He goes back home. He opened up the Kevin Durant Center, you know, $12, $13 million facility, computers, basketball courts, like the whole deal. That's the Kevin Durant that I know. Mm-hmm. And the Durant that he went on, you know, I can see his mom in, like, you know what, you need to apologize. You went a little too far this time. You know, because all we see is, you know, we see the defensive Kevin Durant, and you're the real MVP when he gave that speech about his mom and, you know, how him coming up and growing up. So it was a little distasteful for me to see it, for him to put it out there like that. You know, sometimes we just got to stroll it back, you know, dial it back a little bit. If that's the way you feel, a guy like Kevin Durant, man, he can't put that out there.
You can't put it out there that way.
On paper.
Yeah, you can't do that. You can't do it. And let me jump in. Let me jump in on this.
You just said to PG County and he came out.
And I know KD well as well. I know a lot of them dudes. You know, I was like Uncle Var in the area. And, yeah, maybe we will try to get him on the show. And I've seen KD at Berry Farms. Shots out to Miles and all my peoples at Berry Farms. Shots out Stand Up Southeast. Shots out. Let's go, 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 go. You know what I mean? Shots out the Rare S's. Shots out to the band.
Pleasure, like, all
shots
of
out
them.
The
Let's
EU.
Go.
Hey, but here's
man,
the thing.
I don't know what they talking about.
Shots out. I have no idea.
Man. Florida Avenue Grill.
Here
all
we
that.
Go. Shots out to Uncle Chuck. But here's my thing. Starting with what's right is right and what's wrong is wrong. You can't put that out there. I don't care if you're inboxing somebody, you DM sliding, I don't care. You can't put that out there. You can't, because here's the thing. Now there has to be the conversation of what you just said, Plex, which is, you know what, we don't know the real KD. So now all of the conversations is, oh, that isn't who KD really is. That isn't who he is. Let me tell you something. I'm one of the dopest dudes you'll meet off the field. I'll shake you up, dap your hand. I'll go play randomly with, you know, on the out at the parks or whatever. You know, push your kid while they're on a swing, whatever. Like, have a great time with fans and civilians. But on football, on game day, if you heard some of the things that have come out of my mouth and what I'm saying while we're in the game, you would think that I was a killer. You would think that I was a thug. You might think
a
that
a lot of us are like that.
You would
bipolar.
Think that I'm
Mama, right? No!
Exactly. You would think that I'm chauvinistic. You would think that I'm a misogynist. You would think that I am a very, very low-level person that probably belongs incarcerated. Like, that's how bad I talk during the game.
Right? You know what? You never got mic'd up either. Me either.
You know, I got mic'd up one time, and it was the hardest. It was the most difficult thing I've ever had to do in my life.
We're going off sub, but right? You know, when you get ready to get mic'd up, at least when we're playing, they'd ask you, you want to be mic'd up for this game? You'd be like, no.
No.
Oh, anything. We're getting ready to play the Steelers. You want to get mic'd up?
Hell
no. I don't want to be mic'd up.
No.
I know I'm about to get into it with Ike Taylor. No way.
And that's not off subject, because the point that I'm making is that KD was in game mode with Michael Rapoport. They were adversaries. They were adversaries in that situation.
He was mic'd up.
He was mic'd up.
Yeah.
And they were going at it, and y'all having a back and forth. And you can't do that, because it's something that he could do what he did. If it's in the moment and y'all talking, that's one thing. And I think that's a real B move by Rapoport. I met Michael Rapoport. I think he's a dope dude, dope actor, does a lot in the community, like super cool dude. But I thought that was a B move, man. I really did. And I feel like sometimes when you have those exchanges and you are of the celebrity status,
you fire back
and
that's
you,
it.
And you're firing back at one another. You don't break the code. Like now you look at Michael Rapoport, you'd be like, man, ain't nobody fooling with that. Like, I'm not going. Like, if you come talk trash on some type of outlet, I'm not paying you any mind. I'm not going to challenge you. Therefore, it kind of renders your opinions
he
a little
loses,
less.
He just lost that defamation suit to Barstool. So he went at KD. It was kind of him deflecting that, hey, I lost this lawsuit. Now I'm going to go at KD. And then he got exactly what he wanted.
Now I want to defame him? Like, come on, man. That's kind of whack to me. I think that you got to be more responsible.
It just went way too far, man. It really did. You know, Michael Rapoport coming out and saying, go help the Black Clears and Brownsville. Like, who the hell are you?
Yeah, like, I think that was a bad move on his part.
Way too far, man.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
No Spartans, no Beavers, no Nittany Lions.
Hey, you know what? Hey, you know what? Hey.
I just have to win. I just have to win it, Dave. No, if I win this, that's good enough, lost. Baby.
Hey, listen,
no Hawkeyes, sucker.
Well, yeah, Luka Garza's crying right now. TJ, if you win this thing, what are you doing?
Oh, just bragging, right? But this is what I do. I'm used to this.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, man. At the end of the day, at least I can say that we lost to UCLA.
he taking us to Sizzlers.
And then the Final Four. We lost to a Final Four basketball team. Oh, so I guess it's a, you know, I can at least say that.
Well, at least we wasn't a first loser. We just didn't even participate. You know, we weren't
Y'all didn't even get invited to the NIT.
No, we didn't.
That's tough.
We just didn't want to participate in any post-basketball season tournaments. And then
all they're doing in Penn State is playing football and wrestling.
And volleyball. We play volleyball really well, actually. You know, in the grand scheme of things, Penn State football is probably like number 3 or 4 on the list of most successful programs.
Man, let's
on
go.
Campus.
Let's go to Brad.
I don't think that's accurate at all.
I'm talking about Penn State. We ranked like 3 or 4. That's what I'm trying to say.
You're talking about within
Penn State.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
of importance.
Penn State. Of importance.
So it's wrestling, volleyball, football.
Something like that.
Okay.
Yeah, something like that. True. Like one of the greatest sports franchises of all time was our ladies volleyball team. Shots out to them. Megan Easy, one of my best friends, his wife now. You know what I mean? Hey, people love marrying the greatness of Penn State, but I'll leave that there. That's kind of an inside joke.
Wow. That's where we're at today.
So that's you, Humplex.
Wow.
Yeah. That's Plex.
Did somebody just play a Nittany line
you
in the
already
background?
Know. Come on, man. We ain't playing that game around here, dog.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, this is
getting out of hand.
So to put a bow on this situation with KD and Michael Rapoport, you know, I got mad respect for both of the dudes. I think that they were both in the wrong for what they did, but In the end, guys got to protect themselves, right? And I mean, when I say protect themselves,
they do.
Right? I'm ultimately saying we got to protect one another as well. Michael Rapoport is a part of our community because athletes and entertainers and singers, musicians, we all look at each other as the same, right? We're in different industries, but we're in the media eye for consumption. Same things that can happen to us can happen again in all of those categories. So it ultimately comes down to that was one of those moments. I hope that Michael Rapoport. Is there any reports that he's come out and issued an apology? Because
I haven't seen that. I do want to know who you guys think came off worse in that exchange. To me, I kind of think Rapoport. Yeah.
It's got to be KD, though.
It's KD because he's more relevant. Yes. It's KD because, you know, I hate to see him, you know, in this kind of light because he has to.
Man, he's a human being.
There's nothing good that's coming out of this, man.
Oh, let me not say everybody. The majority of people, when you feel like you're being attacked,
you're going to attack
say
that.
And do some things that you will regret. And it is what it is.
And we know that, but that does not absolve you from the culpability of what
it's
you've
KD,
done.
Though,
you know
man.
What I mean?
KD.
And he's KD is
you attack
a
me, I attack
figure.
Back, and then you publicly
but you
put it out
but
there.
But you
come on.
But hold on. Here's why KD, in my opinion, came off looking worse. Is because when you attacked Michael Rapoport to prove your point, you attacked other groups. And we all know in 2021, if you're attacking other groups with what it is that you're saying, people are like, well, how did he attack anybody else? If you use homophobic slurs, that's an attack on that community. If you use misogynistic slurs, that's an attack on that community. So in using that, somebody could argue and say, man, he was going at Rap, but that's in his heart. That's what that man believes in his heart. And that's why it came out of him the way that it did in that moment.
Exactly.
Whether it's true or not, it doesn't matter because now it's been consumed and it's in people's heads. The idea of it being to me, a court of public opinion, I think KD, because of his relevance, comes off looking way worse. Comedians can get away with saying ill, ignorant type S, right? They can get away with that. But when you're an athlete, you're held to a higher standard. You know you're held to a higher standard. When you're a megastar like KD, you're definitely held to an even higher standard of conduct. I just thought that was a miss, and he came off the wrong way. But look, we're going to table that. We actually could keep going on that.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Welcome back to Up On Game. TJ Hutchman's out of trash stop. Talk, slick back hairstyle, Pantene man, Plus, head and shoulders model. Then we got Stretch Armstrong, agent Stretch Armstrong. He can wear a tuxedo real well when he puts them on. Nice bow tie.
You know what I mean?
And I'm LeVar Arrington. You're listening to Up On Game. So, You wanted to put a bow on this topic, and you had one more opinion on this Rappaport KD situation, TJ. So I'll let you have it. And Plex, if you want to jump in on that, let's just finish this one out because as it applies to me, it feels as though y'all came at me like I moved us on too quickly to the next topic before y'all had y'all final say on it. So have your say.
I'm of the opinion that when you're Michael Rappaport and you bring the heat to KD, which he did, and I'm KD and I fire back, let it stay there. If you don't like what I sent you, that's okay, because obviously I don't like what you said about me. We can go at it privately. We don't have to make this a public affair. And for me, that's my biggest problem. And it could be what I said earlier. He loses his defamation lawsuit to Barstool. Mm-hmm. He's in his feelings. Let me attack KD, because I know if I attack KD, he'll reply. He'll respond to this. And he got exactly what he wanted. Keep it private. Go at KD privately. But no, he's not going to do that because he got exactly what he wanted. He wanted to make this a public affair.
Mm. How you feel, Plex? Were you good on it?
Listen, I said it earlier. Michael Rappaport got exactly what he wanted. The exchange between him and Kevin Durant, private messaging, then he screenshots it and makes it public. He knew exactly what he was doing. And KD fell for the bait. And just like you said earlier, it looks worse on him.
It definitely does.
Because of what KD means to us in his community and like in his city and what he stands for. And you know, he's always been defensive of himself. He's always going to defend himself. But it just put him in a bad light to me, and to see him, to stoop down to that level. So now he has to defend everything that he just put out.
Court of public
And there's nothing good that comes out of this situation. So now they're not talking about KD playing basketball. They're trying to basically humiliate him. That's what they're going to do. There's no clarification or anything that he can say that will make it better than to apologize. And he's not. So it's just something that he's going to have to wear for a little while and have to take the beating of what he did to himself.
I mean, that's generally how it works. Once the court of public opinion has gotten a hold, especially now in today's society and today's culture, people are generally going to get they're going to catch a lot of blowback. And the people at the top, they get the blowback the worst because masses and masses of people are able to see it. Now, I'm interested to see, will some of these groups that come together and always make it a point to attack in mob style people who say things that directly impact and touch their communities. I'm interested to see what that may be, because I almost had the feeling that this isn't over. Like you said, Plex, I could see this being one of those situations where they try to humiliate or try to carry KD in a way where they can actually, get him out. I mean, look, you think about Cam Newton. He says something to a woman reporter, and next thing you know, Oikos is not using him anymore. You know, it's like you lose certain deals that you may have based upon what public opinion thinks about
Man,
you.
When,
what
they feel about when KD you. Get back on the court and he start dropping 30, all forgotten.
Okay, well, and that's
40,
fine.
Not 30, maybe 40.
Well, I'll tell you this.
Routes.
We're going to now jump on
Stop
Justin
it.
Fields, and we're going to talk about what he does. I teased it. I said it was going to happen. Why is his stock always in debate. I'm still trying to figure this one out. I think personally, he's challenging for best quarterback prospect in this draft. I want to talk about it. Why is he not being talked about in this manner? You're listening to Up On Game. I'm LeVar Arrington. That's TJ Hushmanzada. That's Plexico Burris. This is Fox Sports Radio. And you know what? Hey, we're just a few dudes that are talking a little bit of sports. You know, we didn't get too far off into politics. We just, you know, but we had to touch on it a little bit.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.